Santee, C. St. Helena, California, September 3rd, 1901. Dear Brother Santee, the other day I received your last letter, for which I thank you. I verily hope, my brother, that all this may result for the best good of the cause of God. Let us work to this end, that God may be honored and glorified. Let us work with an eye single to his glory. The day before yesterday, Sunday, at 2 PM, Willie and I left Healdsburg for St. Helena. Important writings demanded our presence at home. I worked diligently all day, from 2 AM till 8 PM. This morning, I am up at 3 o'clock, writing again. We leave at 6 this morning for Healdsburg. Last Sabbath, Brother Mills drove us to Santa Rosa, where I spoke to a good congregation. I had much freedom in speaking from the first chapter of 2 Peter. Every time I speak from this chapter, the instruction it contains seems more precious, and I never felt this more decidedly than when I spoke last Sabbath. Brother Mills requested that the discourse be written out and published. On our return, we called upon a family by the name of Leiter. They live about halfway between Santa Rosa and Healdsburg, and seem to be in limited circumstances. Sister Leiter's father, a very old man, is quite feeble. The physician thinks that he will only live a short time. A few months ago, he accepted the truth, but he has not yet been baptized. We were glad to do an errand for the Master by visiting this family. Willie read the comforting promises of God's word to the sick man, and I presented the afflicted one to the great physician, who is able to heal both soul and body. The family were very thankful for our visit. I know that they were comforted. Arrangements will be made to fulfill the aged man's request for baptism. He is not strong enough to go to Santa Rosa or to Healdsburg, and the only way in which the ceremony can be performed is by getting a bathtub and letting him into the water. May the Lord comfort and bless this afflicted family, is my prayer. I must now answer your question regarding my coming to Los Angeles. I do not know that this is my duty. We wish to help all we can in Healdsburg. Next Sabbath and Sunday, there is to be a general meeting there. The brethren and sisters will come from all around. The next Sabbath, I speak at Petaluma, a place which has been strangely neglected. I wish to help those who most need help. If the Lord directs us to go to Los Angeles, we shall not object. But if other duties are presented, we shall heed the voice of God through them. We do not want to guide ourselves. We want to know what the Lord would have us to do. We think of you all and pray that in this most important time, human wisdom shall not gain the mastery of any soul. Let us hide ourselves with Christ in God. Then we shall not make false paths. If we are constantly guided by the grace of Christ, we shall not make mistakes. If we follow the leadings of the Holy Spirit, we shall move wisely in these hours of peril, because we shall walk humbly, placing our feet in the footsteps of Christ. Then we shall gain a rich experience. To us will be given the blessing which maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. We all need humility. We all need to learn of him who is meek and lowly in heart. If Christ is our constant companion, self will not be exalted. We should show an intensity of earnest zeal as we seek to save souls ready to perish. I think our efforts are altogether too tame. We need to be aroused from sleep. When we put earnestness into our work, because we realize that we are cooperating with God, our words and actions will be a savor of life unto life. The great medical missionary will bless us as we work with him in seeking to restore diseased souls and diseased bodies. It is not seeking to honor self that will bring honor to God. Wealth, learning, self-exaltation will not save one soul. A willing mind and a consecrated heart give us the precious fruit of our labor. Thus, we may accomplish great things for God. Our record will be, He ceased not to warn every one day and night with tears. See Acts 20, verse 31. Let our hearts be so filled with Christ's love for perishing souls that there will be no room for selfishness. God bless you and your family. In love. Postscript. We are now just ready to start to Healdsburg.